Talking today with Rich Nelson at Allendale. We've just had the wheat production numbers come out and, of course, the WASDE report. So start off with the WASDE and kind of give us a recap.
Right here. And as far as the discussion here for us for this month, WASDE, you know, for corn and soybeans, we saw some moderate changes. As far as the corn side, USDA recognized some old crop demand issues, and they added about 45 million bushels to their old crop stock estimate, now 1.485 billion bushels. And they carried over most of those onto the new crop balance sheet as well. About 40 million bushels added there, so now 1.4 billion bushels. And that came with no change in production, which is what the trade pretty much was expecting. On the corn side, also keep in mind the Ukraine corn crop, which had been in the market's focus. Though USDA did not touch exports on this report, they did revise the corn production estimate higher for Ukraine, simply because they've been planning quite a bit more than the trade expected to see here. As far as soybeans, these numbers here today were within the trade expectation. USDA added about 30 million bushels to old crop demand, with the ending stocks now at 205 million bushels. And that carried over onto the new crop balance sheet. Declines of 30 there as well, 280 million bushels from the soybean discussion. Now, the trade focus was on wheat in a few different ways. Number one, we've wrapped up the old crop marketing year, and the trade wanted to see what USDA would do for old crop stocks. And looks like we're going to wait until the end of the month to see any adjustments there. That's when we get that quarterly grain stock report. So USDA left old crop stocks unchanged here today. New crop wise, they did raise these this winter wheat production estimate here. Now keep in mind here, they lowered hard red. We'll go through these numbers here in just a little bit, but they slightly offset that with gains for soft red as well as winter. Now, let's go through these numbers here briefly on the discussion for winter wheat here in these in the plains. As far as this discussion on Oklahoma, we're still looking at a relatively tight crop, only 65 million bushels versus last year's 115. As far as discussion on Texas, for instance, still low as well, 40 million bushels, last year's 74. And certainly for Kansas, the number one producer, still quite low there as well, 271 million bushels, last year, 364. We're still in the process of figuring out this supply, and USDA hasn't even started adjusting the spring wheat numbers here just yet.
So right now, the estimates are kind of being affected by drought, famine, the war in Russia, Ukraine. Are we seeing that reflected on these reports?
You know, at this point, we've seen just a moderate recognition of this issue. One thing on for USDA's benefit is they've already have basically bottom of the barrel type of export numbers plugged in for Ukraine's corn and wheat crops. And you can even argue, even with some land-based improvements, that they may need to improve their bottom-of-the-barrel export numbers. Now, as it stands for our focus kind of with this wheat discussion, USDA chose to leave their wheat production estimates unchanged for Ukraine. They're still kind of holding right in the middle of the rest of the trade. So we still have a lot of updates coming with that once harvest starts for Ukraine next month.
How much do you think weather is playing into this? Because I know several folks have gotten rain. Some people are getting way too much rain. So when will we start seeing those numbers reflected?
You know, I think at this point in time, we're still basically stuck in neutral. On the wheat side, at least specifically here, we do have some off and on rain depending on the region here. One thing we're kind of watching for is that some harvest reports for the very southern edges of the region have come in a little higher than expected. Now, as far as the weather impact for corn and soybeans, at this point in time, we can't say that June weather is a big determinant of yields. So USDA's current numbers on corn, implying about a 2% adjustment off a trend due to this late planting, that's still reasonable. And USDA, as it stands right now, still holding a trend yields for soybeans. That may need a slight adjustment in these next few weeks.
What's going to happen if Russia decides to open the Black Sea?
And that'll be a big question here for us. And as it stands right now, there's a lot of sticking points, but one of them is a simple fact that Russia does want some sanctions lifted and for some type of deal. At this point in time, that's not yet in the cards. And the U.S. has said that's not even going to be something we'll consider. However, if it does happen, we can certainly see this July KC contract move not just down into the $11 even range for July futures. We could probably see them start pushing into tens here.
What did we see for the livestock numbers?
You know, as far as livestock, we didn't see a major change for the cattle side, at least. We did see a moderate adjustment higher, about 60 million pounds in this report for this current year, which is just fine. They're still implying some very tight numbers next year, 7% lower beef production year over year for 2023. Of note on the hog side, and we kind of agree with this, recent hog numbers have come in higher than expected. So they did add about 180 million pounds to the current year estimate here. For next year, though, still relatively tight supplies, only a 0.5% improvement. So tight meat supplies lined up next year still.
What are we looking at for cotton?
And as far as the discussion on the cotton side, a lot of people have been waiting to see what type of adjustments USDA could have to, especially some demand numbers. Looking across their balance sheet, though, for the old crop, we're still left at some relatively moderately tight numbers, 3.4 million bales for ending stocks. For the new crop side, well, in this case, they left all these numbers unchanged. So no change in new crop production estimates, no change in demand. So we're still looking at a step down in stocks for this current new crop year, 2.9 billion million barrels or million bales.
Well, in your opinion, what out of this report was the most surprising?
As far as the biggest surprise, I'd say it's probably looking at the wheat numbers, number one. One thing we're kind of waiting for is actually not on the new crop production side. We're relatively okay with USDA's stance on this issue. We would still suggest that this old crop export year ended at the end of May, probably with a little shortfall versus USDA's hopes. So we will see lower exports likely on the coming July supply demand report.
All right, Rich Nelson at Allendale, thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you.